The state has canceled the cannabis tax increase and has instead reduced the cannabis tax rate, which helps farmers, but has a downside unique to Humboldt County. During a review of recent state legislative activity at the September 23rd County Board of Supervisors meeting, Karen Lang, the county's legislative consultant, highlighted the passage of Assembly Bill 564, which rolls back the state's cannabis tax rate from 19% to 15%. The new rate will be in effect October 1st through June 30th, 2028. Lang described the tax cut as a positive development.
But also I wanted to really give, it was in your paper this morning, so I'm sure you've already seen it, Assemblymember Haney's bill to provide some relief on the cannabis tax was signed yesterday. That's a big deal for communities like yours. It's not a statewide problem, but it's definitely a thing for your growers. And so hopefully that provides some relief to folks that are trying to follow all the rules.
But revenue from the state tax contributes to the county's Project Trellis Cannabis Business Assistance Program and grants for environmental restoration, water storage systems, and renewable energy systems to replace generators. Supervisor Mike Wilson noted that less cannabis tax revenue will affect state funding for those things which Humboldt uniquely benefits from.
I do want to say that I did hear from constituents within this community around AB 564 and the loss of funding. So I know that, you know, while there are concerns about cannabis retail tax and the impact it can have on maybe the illegal market, we also have to acknowledge that Humboldt County is a huge recipient of the funding that comes from those taxes, and kind of outsized. I mean, we get probably more money per capita, for our programs, especially environmental programs and cleanup, than probably almost any county in the state of California relative to that taxation. So we're kind of one of the biggest beneficiaries. So I know that we took a stand against it, but I do want to emphasize that we are one of the bigger beneficiaries as well from a financial perspective in terms of spending in our county. And so I'm hoping we can have but just a little bit more nuanced conversation about that in the future if something like that comes up again.
Another state-level funding decision is approval of $50,000 for an initial financial feasibility study on a proposal that's been discussed for decades, turning McKinleyville into an incorporated city. McKinleyville is in Supervisor Steve Madrone's district, and he said studying incorporation is, quote, something the community is very much looking forward to, having the data on the potential for incorporation. Also during the meeting, supervisors fielded an update on the County Public Health Division's harm reduction program, which includes syringe exchanges and disposals. After a pandemic-influenced drop in the number of syringes exchanged, it's slowly rising with 259,000 syringes exchanged in 2024. The program also includes education, distribution of overdose reversal kits, and HIV and hepatitis C testing and treatment. But Supervisor Rex Bone questioned the program's effectiveness and highlighted the role of law enforcement.
As we move forward with the fentanyl use, a lot of that is going to be enforcement, law enforcement also, with the drug task force and everything else. Instead of accommodating the less on the streets, also helps people that they're down. If they can't get the product, maybe they're going to think about coming in and getting help with that. So I hope that's a big part of it rather than aiding these people, because I don't know if that, your stats say it's the greatest thing in the world. I don't know if the streets show that.
Other supervisors were more supportive of the program, with Supervisor Natalie Arroyo praising its, quote, data-driven approach. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.